North of Brazil, in Venezuela, political debate can be pretty intense. President Hugo Chavez and his socialist policies have divided the nation. That's especially evident among students at the Central University in Caracas. Some worry that things could get ugly on campus ahead of Venezuela's state and municipal elections there in November. The World's Lorne Matalon reports from Caracas.
For decades, the Universidad Central de Venezuela has graduated the country's best and brightest. Since the school was created in 1721, political debate has been a tradition. That tradition's gotten a workout in recent years, as Hugo Chavez has galvanized both supporters and opponents on campus.
De la universidad depende, es autónoma, y a través de eso,
economics major Juan Paulo Duran says the university is autonomous, and because of that, the government has tried to force their socialist and revolutionary principles here, and people reject that, at least those students who oppose Chavez. They played a key role in the president's defeat in a referendum last December. At the time, anti-Chavez students, whom Chavez mockingly calls los chamos, the kids, demonstrated and mobilized public opposition to him. They were particularly opposed to an amendment that would have allowed Chavez to get reelected indefinitely. There were confrontations between pro- and anti-Chavez students ahead of the vote. The tension is still palpable at the school today. History major Jonathan Palatz is solidly pro-Chavez.
Sí hay una cierta confrontación de las visiones de país que tiene.
Palat says there's a clash of visions in the country, and the Chavistas are trying to include the university in the country's new challenges. It's not that the other side doesn't want to face these challenges, it's just that the two sides differ on how to deal with change. But as elections approach, he says, people become more radical and debate becomes more difficult. Others say it's still possible to have the kind of nonviolent political debate that the university has long been known for. Political science professor Roberto Torres thinks that's a key part of the country's civic life.
Yo creo que siempre es necesario la confrontación política.
Torres says political confrontation is always necessary. There should always be room for diverse political views to be aired. What's bad, he says, is when the debate ends in violence. That's when it harms the country. Torres was referring to a standoff at the school before the referendum. Shots were fired and glass bottles were thrown as pro- and anti-Chavez factions faced off. 9 people were injured. None of the injuries was life-threatening. Both sides later said they regretted the violence, but the residue remains. International relations major Betty Briseño worries that the tension is breeding intolerance among the students. She tells a story of politics trumping relationships as she talks about one classmate.
She's opposition. She was dating a Chavista. She said, I can't keep doing this. There's no way this could go any further. You can't even tolerate someone just because they have a different political view. I think it's sad.
Students have often been an accurate political barometer in Venezuela. President Hugo Chavez is aware of this and of the role students played in defeating his proposals last December. With new elections approaching, the president and his supporters are actively courting students, hoping it will help secure a victory at the polls. For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon at the Central University of Venezuela in Caracas.